They make it their business to mind your business. Ever heard of powdered alcohol? It's like Kool-Aid with a kick, and a Minnesota state rep wants it banned. Virtually every possible use for powdered alcohol is nefarious, says Representative Joe Atkins. And in Seattle, officials have ordered garbage collectors to search the trash of citizens suspected of insufficient composting. If table scraps comprise more than 10% of garbage, residents will be fined. But hey, this month Nanny of the Month turns 5 years old. And on this very special episode, we head to the Garden State.
Obama has decimated the freaking Constitution. So I don't give a damn, because if he doesn't follow the Constitution, we don't have
to. A cop angrily denied a man's public records request inside the Helmeta, New Jersey Municipal Building, and the man captured the incident on his smartphone. After the video went viral, council members vowed to improve government transparency. Ha, just kidding. Council members actually pushed to ban photography and video in public buildings.
Council members Asiola?
Yes.
Bruno?
Yes.
Estrada?
Yes.
Janicek?
Yes.
Slavicek?
Yes.
Fidel?
Yes.
Under the proposed ordinance, citizens would need a permit to capture such moments of candor in the future, although public meetings would be exempt from the requirement. The ACLU says the ordinance may be unconstitutional. However, violators would still face up to $2,000 in fines and up to 90 days in jail. But it's okay because officials are cracking down on photography for the sake of the children. Some pictures have been taken of underage children volunteering at the shelter. It needs to be addressed, says Councilwoman Yvette Bruno. But stay tuned, because after a public backlash, the council delayed the ordinance's final vote in order to consider some tweaks to the ban. Follow Nanny the Month on Twitter, submit your nanny nominees, and thanks for 5 years of support.